Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
I was somehow got word I was supposed to get like a vacuum cleaner, and all I was supposed to pay was the $5 delivery fee.
Okay.
And they charged me on my card $59.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I used your phone number to do a search in our system. Is this Ms. Brownlee?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, could you verify either your address or the last four digits of the card they charged, please?
The card they charged was 0450.
Okay, thank you. I show the address of 205 Meriwether Lane. And yes, ma'am, this is connected with the survey and the entry for that Dyson. What they offer is a sweepstakes entry for the Dyson. If you're chosen as the winner with that random drawing, then they charge you that small shipping fee and they send you your prize. They also offer what's called the Bites Hub with this. That's an app for your phone that gives healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to help cut sugar and carb cravings, and that's offered normally at $59.89 a month.
Okay,
however,
what did I pay for? What did I pay for those $59?
They will send you an email with the information to download and log into your app. It's a monthly paid
no, no,
app.
No. Uh-huh. No, I didn't purchase that. I don't want that.
Okay. Would you be interested in a $20 a month discounted rate?
No, I don't want. I thought, no.
Okay. Not a problem. Bear with me just a moment, and I'll get this canceled and voided for you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, just one more moment. Okay, so I got the account canceled and I voided out the transaction of the $59.89, so that should go right back to your card. The most it would take would be 3 to 5 business days, but normally a same day transaction, once you show is pending, will just disappear like it never happened. And
okay,
then
so what happened with the vacuum cleaner situation?
You're still in the sweepstakes entry for that.
Oh, I paid $5 for that.
No, ma'am. I mean, not right away. That's a sweepstakes entry. So your name has been put in that sweepstakes. And if your name comes up as the winner when they do their drawing for the week, then they'll send you an email and let you know they're charging that small shipping fee and sending out that vacuum. But you're not paying anything for the sweepstakes entry.
Right. That's what I thought I was doing. That's what I was under pressure that had happened. So I didn't win anything.
No, ma'am, you won an entry into that. Yeah, you won an entry into that sweepstakes for the Dyson.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am, would you like a confirmation number for this today?
If you would send it to me an email, I'd be perfectly fine with that. As long as I know, it'll pop up on my phone, but it took off.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm showing email of lucindabrownlee76@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, we thank you so much for calling into customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, and bye-bye.